Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome in Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. How's your fantasy season doing thus far? Doing well? You doing bad? Don't worry about it. We're here to help you out regardless of your record. Craig Mish, along with George Kurtz, with you here on the show. When we've reached a critical part in the fantasy season, lots of news on Friday with coming from injured players, George. We got a lot to dive into here on the show. Some very significant names that were on the injury report earlier in the week. You were sort of holding out hope they could play. A couple are not. Great to be back with you here on the show, but I have a feeling more transactions going to be made in the next 24 hours than people anticipated earlier in the week.
You know, it's been that kind of year, right? People getting hurt all over the place. Who's healthy, who's not, which is really not that surprising, Craig. This is every year. I know this seems like it's worse than maybe your average year, sure. But I think when you look back at it, we complain about this every season, about staying healthy. It is it's a hard thing to do, but maybe the most important thing to do in fantasy. It's why during draft time, when you get to those players who get hurt all the time, you know, one of them's fine, you start taking three and four of those guys, then you have no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, and I would say for those of you who have not been paying attention to the Friday news cycle in the NFL, this was one of the bigger ones that we've seen in a while. Maybe you were busy on Friday or, you know, had something to do. Hopefully you were out of range of the hurricane that came through the southeast. Of course, prayers to everyone there. I know it was a horrible situation. Naturally, for me living in South Florida, having been through it, wishing all of you the best in whatever recovery you will need. All right, so let's get to some of those headlines here and some of those key injuries that broke on Friday. Jordan Love looks like he's getting closer to starting. Nothing official yet, but it certainly feels like he's going to be the starter against the Vikings on Sunday. Austin Eckler is going to be out this weekend against the Cardinals, so Brian Robinson, fire him up in full this week. Kareem Hunt is back with Kansas City, off the practice squad, maybe plays a little bit. They didn't get a ton out of the running game with Kansas City, and so we'll keep an eye on that as well. Deshaun Watson may be running some less for the Cleveland Browns. Things are just not going well from Cleveland. And Thursday night, we saw the Giants play better against Dallas. But really, I think more of an indictment for the Giants now that I've seen them play a few times. What is going on with Cleveland? They are not playing well. But George, we saw that final score, 20-15. Dallas ends up beating the New York Giants. Before we get back to that game, I do want to get to the latest as far as the injuries in the NFL, in case you missed it on Friday. Devontae Adams of the Las Vegas Raiders ruled out Friday by the Raiders. He practiced last week, but had an injury over the weekend. And, you know, honestly, I think this is going to catch some people by surprise because sometimes the questionable goes to probable and they play. No Adams this week for the Raiders. So you're going to need some other options there. I'm guessing Myers is owned in, Jacoby Myers is owned in all these leagues, so forget about him. And then the other player that was ruled out, maybe not as big a surprise on Friday, but this is one that teams cannot afford to lose, and that is Trey McBride in a really good matchup against the Washington Commanders for the Arizona Cardinals. Concussion protocol, didn't get out of it in time. Two big injuries that we found out about, George, as the week went on.
Yeah, and you're right, Buh. Now, McBride, we knew the concussion. Does he get out of protocol? Does he not? We knew you were going to wait till Friday either way, right? It seems to always come down to Friday with the concussion protocol. You know, it's funny. We heard on Wednesday that he wasn't practicing, but he was with the team, smiling, laughing. We thought he'd make it. Didn't. That one's going to be a little difficult for me because I know in a league I have him. My backup tight end, Ingram. And that's not going to probably work out either here. So, yeah, I'm going to need to find another tight end in that league. And as you said, McBride had a nice matchup against the Washington secondary that can't cover anybody. All right, so disappointing there that we're not going to have McBride. Davante Adams, one we did not expect. You know, he did play through it last week. It makes you wonder if did something happen in Thursday's practice, you know, or even early in Friday's practice that, you know, where it just flared up. So that's disappointing. Not that he had a great matchup against Cleveland, but, boy, I mean, it's going to be Bowers or bust, I'm guessing, in that game. And if you're, you know, if you're in a two-quarterback league, a super flex league, and you have Minshew, you got to think he may not be having a good game here. Maybe you do get Aiden O'Connell next week. Once again, you're talking deeper leagues, two-quarterback leagues, super flex leagues. If O'Connell is on your waiver wire because there's no one else out there, may want to grab him because I don't see Minshew having a good game. And it looks like Pierce was thinking about replacing him after last week's game. That could be a big takeaway coming into the, I guess, next week.
Yeah, and for those watching, again, we're going to go through all the teams and all the players. Maybe somebody's watching and saying, I have Devonta Smith. What do I do? Friday, we really didn't get a full indication about him, the wide receiver of the Eagles. Same with A.J. Brown. I mean, some of these things you're going to have to run into the weekend. And that's why we have another show on Sunday right here on Fantasy Sports Today, because by the time Sunday morning comes, Joe Pisapia and Matt Stryker, certainly they'll have the final updates. And on Pro Football Today, you can make your final decision. The Washington Commanders, George, are playing really good football. I don't know how this Eckler injury necessarily affects them. Eckler was barely startable, I would say, right now in fantasy. It definitely looks like he still has some burst. We've seen that on several plays, but he is not going to play. I believe McNichols, if I'm not mistaken, is the player that could receive some more playing time. But I would guess that any owner of Brian Robinson at this point, you know, certainly we're not rooting for injuries, but if you have him, he is a rock-solid RB1 going into the week against Arizona.
Yeah, McNichols is the backup. By the way, they don't have another running back on the 53-man roster. I imagine they're going to have – they must have one on their practice squad that they will call up by 4 o'clock today and get him as be the third string there. You know what? Listen, if you're taking McNichols, you'd have to be really, really desperate. I mean, really desperate here. Robinson's the guy you want. Probably should be a starting running back anyway. The man is a touchdown machine. I know, as someone who has been a couple of leagues, he had the one touchdown against Cincinnati Monday night. He had several other chances to get the 2-3 touchdowns. Wasn't able to get in there from the goal line there. Disappointing, but we'll take the one. But he's going to get a lot of work. A lot of work in this game here, you would think. Here. When Daniels is not throwing the ball, once again, I think there's a lot of points coming in this game. So I think anyone who's startable starts for you in this contest. And Zach Ertz, by the way, of the Commanders, could be a nice tight end pickup for you if you don't have Ingram, if you don't have maybe if you don't even want to start Kelsey, but McBride's out. Hey, I'd rather have Ertz than Andrews right now.
Oh, right?
I don't think it's remotely close to me.
Yeah, and we're going to have a tight end update coming up later in the show, which will pretty much be exactly what I thought 1 month ago. Right? Exactly. All great tight ends. Everybody playing really well. Yeah, it has been the opposite of that. All right. So where does Cleveland go here? Deshaun Watson, two quarterback league at this point, you really can't play him almost at all. I mean, out of the games we've seen, George, he's probably had three good quarters out of, you know, 12. I mean, is that even fair to say? You know, still a lot of criticism with this guy. I mean, the thing is that the reason why I think people can't quit him, George, is because he still is showing some flashes of being the old Watson. We've seen that. It's just few and far between at this point.
I mean, listen, I do have him in one league. It's the league I was auto-drafted in. But I'm not starting him. I mean, I got two other quarterbacks. And by the way, the other guy, I'm starting Geno Smith and Josh Fields over him. Let's know where I am there, Justin Fields. I think Josh is a baseball player. That's where I'm going. I mean, when does Cleveland cut bait? Yeah, you're right. He does show flashes, but it's nothing consistent. And he says stupid things. And now he doesn't want to run. I'm not a running back. Well, no, but part of your value to both Cleveland, the offense, was that you could run the ball. And now you don't want to do that. You can't throw. That's fairly obvious, you know. So it's hard to have much faith in him at all. You just wonder when will they admit we made a colossal mistake, maybe the worst mistake in the history of sports, probably the worst mistake in the history of football, because you gave him a totally guaranteed contract. Right? The owners hate you. The commissioner, everybody hates you, you know, for what you did. Plus, a lot of fans hate you because, you know, well, it was Deshaun Watson, not exactly the greatest individual in society either. So when will they cut back? When can they admit, Craig, that, hey, you know, we made a mistake here. That could be a long time. This is not Stefanski's call.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, it's money. It's got to come from all the way at the top. It's got to come from the owner as well. You know, one other note as far as injuries are concerned involving a player who hasn't played.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yet, very murky reporting, and I'm going to guess we'll get some more Sunday morning on Christian McCaffrey of the 49ers. In fact, probably next week here on the show, George and I will devote a full story segment on what to do if you have McCaffrey in your fantasy, because it does appear as though this timeline of him coming back is not anytime soon. So I'm sure more updates will come out this weekend. We'll recap Thursday Night Football next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. A lower scoring game on a Thursday night football game. Yeah, I mean, you could see that coming from a mile away. It was the Giants and Dallas Cowboys in a game in spread-wise that came down to the end, but, you know, Dallas just the better team of the two. 20-15, the final there. Giants weren't awful. They just had a really hard time running the ball, and so it was really predictable what they did, just throwing to Malik Nabers over and over again. Let's go through the numbers, George. Dak Prescott, 221 yards, two touchdown passes. So, you know, certainly acceptable as far as the performance is. And if you had Dak the week before, even though they lost, and you combine those two games, you're like, all right, fine. I'll take it. Two touchdowns for Dak. 20-point performance or so in fantasy, something along those lines. You can't ask Dallas to be down 40 points every week, George. That's the bottom line. I would ask that, but because I have Dak in one league, and I would love that, but I know you would.
No, I'd prefer not, but I don't think people are happy with this. Dak, that's usually a team that the Cowboys beat up, the Giants, right? And that's 16 fantasy points in a four-point touchdown league, 20 if you're at the 6 points. So you're expecting more out of your number one quarterback here. CeeDee Lamb did well for you. The running game is non-existent, of course, with the Cowboys. Jake Ferguson, 8. So you did fine there. Aubrey got his points there. Misses the boy, if you had the 5.5, and if you had the minus 5.5, the first 50-yarder he's missed. Boy, that's disappointing there. So listen, as a Cowboy fan, ugly win is better than a pretty loss. I don't know if this makes me change any of my thinking, anything about this team. Giants are not a good team. You beat them on the road, division win. Hey, win's a win. You take it, you run here. It was far from like, oh, we're back. No, I don't think I'm far feeling quite that. We'll see what happens next week in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. No, I think all those assessments are fair. So we'll run through Daniel Jones real quick because nobody's starting him in any league anymore. Single quarterback league, two quarterback league. I would think it's very unlikely because, you know, you're playing in, let's say, a 10 or 12 team league with two quarterbacks. I mean, you're still leaving four or five on the bench. I would think Daniel Jones is one, but he did throw 281 passing yards and one interception and no touchdowns. And if you started him, you sort of got what you deserve. No offense to Daniel Jones. Now, let's talk about his top target, because I got to say, I really didn't have Malik Nabers on my radar at all because of Daniel Jones. he has been unbelievable. 12 receptions, 115 yards for him on 15 targets. Came down with an injury at the end of the game, concussion-isk type deal. On Friday morning, George, he posted on Instagram that he's fine. We also heard on Friday that Michael Parsons was fine, and then he's not. He's got a high ankle sprain. So it's like I'm not going to get into guys saying that they're fine because then they don't play the next week. So I'm not going to go forward. The only good news I would say for Neighbors owners in fantasy, you got 10 days before he gets better. So you got time. But talk about rookie wide receivers in the NFL, George. Number one, it's him.
Fantastic. What do you have? 12 catches Thursday? 110, 118 yards, something like that. Yeah, monster game. Monster game. Now, listen, if you're a negative Giants fan, you know, the two games they've lost this year, or two of the games they've lost this year, were because Neighbors dropped the pass, right? They lost that game against Washington. They catch that pass. They run out the clock. They win. And, you know, that the play he got the concussion on should have caught the ball, and he dropped it. And he sort of gave himself a concussion. Maybe they would have driven down there for the winning score, or the go-ahead score, I should say. So it is what it is here. I sort of read it like you. 10 days, I think he's going to be okay. But then again, I thought McBride would be okay this week.
Me too.
I did.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you don't know. You got to pass the protocol. He just has a couple of extra days to pass it. So I assume he will, but until he does, you know, you'll be a little worried here.
Yeah, no, and grading that is impossible, and knowing what to do is impossible. So you check back with us next week, and we probably have a better answer. CeeDee Lamb, 7 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown on 8 targets. Solid game for him. No surprise there. What's left to say? The guy's one of the top picks in the draft. You started him. We don't need to spend any time there. But let's go to Wandale Robinson. 11 catches, 71 yards on 14 targets. I remember at the end of last season thinking, maybe he'll be a thing this year. Hasn't really worked out through the first few weeks, but maybe, more targets coming. I don't know, George, potentially for him. Hard to really invest again in that Giants offense, especially if they can't run. I sort of think, based on what I saw the Giants play last week, George, Singletary looked good 2 weeks ago, and that really opened things up for the offense. They scored more points. But when they're not running, I just don't think they're winning.
Well, I mean, you can make an argument yesterday, Robinson, Thursday, his catches were more like an extension of the run game. Since they couldn't run the ball, a lot of short pass to Robinson. Right, what was that, 11 for 71? It's barely, it's not even 6 yards a catch. It's a little over 6 yards a catch, it's 6.5. So it's sort of an extension of the run again. That's what they were using to run the ball, little itty-bitty catches. And with his speed, his quickness, you're hoping he can break one, right? Really break one to the secondary, do some damage, which for the most part, the Cowboys kept in control here. It was sort of an aberration that the run game didn't work. Dallas, I guess, once again, made a concerted effort to stop the run game. They didn't want the run game to beat them, so that forced the Giants to try to change plans. I think if you want Robinson, you're going to need the volume, because we know they're not going to score a lot of touchdowns. They're having all sorts of problems in the red zone. All right, remember, they did score a touchdown against the Commanders either. Not against the Cap. They can get there. They can get to a 30-yard line. They can't seem to punch it in from there. They have red zone issues here. So that also devalues Robinson a little bit. Not that he'd be a big touchdown guy, but it's hard to count on those. Anyway, if they're having also the red zone issues, and you know he's not nowhere near the number one target. That's Neighbors.
Yeah, no, I think all those things are fair. I'll kind of give you my quick dilemma that I was dealing with, and I made a mistake. You know, I'll just say it right now. I made a huge mistake on Thursday night. You know, I wasn't really, I don't know why I wasn't really thinking it through. Usually, I'm thinking every scenario through. In fact, earlier in the week, George, in a 12-team league, one of the ones I'm playing in, once I saw that Devonta Smith could potentially be out, I picked up Jahan Dotson. Because I was like, all right, well, this could be a potential guy to start for me. And I would recommend that to people. Because again, if one of those two guys from Philly is out, I think Dotson's got a good shot. But I have Brandon Cooks. And I saw, you know, the Giants guys are out. I'm like, let me just play Cooks. And I went into Thursday, late Thursday, George, and I saw Debo was back on the field. And I have Debo too. And I was stupid, man. What I should have done, thinking back on it, was not played Cooks, put Debo in the starting lineup. And then if Debo was out, throw somebody else in there just in case. I got burned, and I got 2 points from Cooks. I can't start Cooks anymore in fantasy. I can't.
Agree. Cooks has not started, and really nobody outside of Lamb the receiver group. You certainly start Ferguson, but you don't want anybody outside of Lamb in the receiving group anymore for Dallas.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
No. So let my mistake be your education going into next week or this week. We'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today talking Jaguars football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. And look now, the Jacksonville Jaguars could not have thought that this would be the start that they would have over the course of the season. George and I are going to dive a little bit more into this. I am a Trevor Lawrence guy. When he came out of college, it was like Peyton Manning version 2. We haven't seen anything close. The Jaguars are 0-3. Lawrence is barely startable, 2-quarterback league. That's kind of the situation that I'm in. I'm going to ride with him. I don't see them going to Mac Jones or anybody else. George, here's sort of my opinion on the Jaguars, and I'm glad that Sam threw this on the show because I think that this is one of those situations where it's an opinion. That's all it is. It's an opinion. You can either have the opinion that all of these guys on Jacksonville are super undervalued right now, or you could think that this is the end. My opinion, George, is that it's probably the primary. It's probably the first. And I'll tell you why. Jacksonville, George, at the end of the season, the Jaguars, Lawrence, Brian Thomas, Etienne, we'll get into all of them, Kirk, they're not going to win 11 games, okay? Like that we know. That is fair. Definitely fair. But, George, Jacksonville is not going 2-15, man. And they're not going to only score one touchdown a game for the next 4 weeks. So I do think this team, now if you gave me Carolina or you gave me New England or the Giants, I'd probably say, you know what, there's no buy low there. But I do think at the end of the season, if I told you that Jacksonville, the Jaguars, finished 6 wins and 11 losses, George, that's 6 wins and 8 losses the rest of the season. That's a 500 team. They're going to score points in that game. So I'm not writing this off at all. I still think big games are ahead. You may have to temper what you thought at the beginning of the season, but I think it's a nice conversation to sort of open people's eyes to that. If your name is not New England or Carolina or one of these bottom dweller teams, what the Jaguars are not, I think better days are coming. Maybe not as many as you thought, but some.
I'll probably disagree with you here. I think this team is in disarray. I think they've got some problems. Yeah, they've lost. Remember, it's not just this year. They collapsed last year. It's now, what, 8 out of 9 games they've lost here? What are they calling Lawrence now? The blonde Daniel Jones? Ouch. You're playing Houston this week. In Houston, anybody expecting a victory? All right, Indianapolis, okay, at home. Indianapolis and Chicago. Well, Chicago game is in, I think it's in London. So it's, it is what it is there. You better make hay during those two games, all right? Because if you don't, you know, then you got another game against New England, okay. But then you go Chicago, New England, it's Green Bay, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Detroit, Houston. I mean, if you're 2-7 going into that, it's all over but the crying. All right. I think it's – Khan spent a lot of money on this team, right? They gave Lawrence the gazillion-dollar contract. He gave him some players to add there. What's going on, why it's not working is beyond me. Theoretically, this offense should be good. All right, Etienne's a good running back. Not great, but good. You gave him a lot of extra wide receivers, right? You mentioned Kirk, who's – You know, one game was invisible, and then he's just okay. Engram can't stay healthy. He's not on the field. Probably not playing something. He's doubtful. So they have all sorts of issues here. So you can hope here. Brian Thomas, right, a good young player they drafted here. You can have all sorts of hope here, but it's not meshing correctly. I think, once again, if they get blown out this week, like I'm not even talking the ugliness of the Monday night, but if they get blown out again here, 31-10 or something like that, I don't know if Peterson makes it to the England game. I just don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, again, we don't see it the same way, but here is my point. How many teams, George, this football season have been as big a favorites as Houston has been in the NFL through 3 weeks and have won? Simply won.
But they don't need to cover. Not win.
They don't win. They don't win, and they don't cover at all. These underdogs are winning outright. I am telling you now that I don't know that this trend is going to continue the entire season. But I am not backing a big favorite in the National Football League right now by any means. This is an upside-down league. What's left is right. It's What's true. Right is left. What happens the week before doesn't happen the next week. The Saints score 80, and then they score 6. Like, there's no predicting any of this stuff. And so for me, I know what Jacksonville's record is going to be at the end of this. George, they're not going to be 3-14. They're not going to be, man. That's not going to happen. Could they go 6-11 and then fire the coach? Yes. But that means there's 6 wins coming. That means there's 30 points coming from Jacksonville in 3 of those 6 games. And that means I ain't cutting these guys, man.
As someone who has Trevor Lawrence, I got Trevor Lawrence in a super flex. He's not starting for me. It's my third string, so I'm hoping you're right. I mentioned I've got Engram. I got Etienne in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I'm not cutting those guys, no. But I'm outside of Etienne, I'm not starting any of them either.
Would not surprise me to see Jacksonville beat Houston this week at all.
It would surprise me. Maybe not shocked, but it would surprise
based
me.
Based on what I've seen this year? At all. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Waiver wire. We'll hit it next. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's hit the waiver wire in fantasy football for this upcoming week. Now, again, there's going to be a couple names here probably owned in a few leagues, maybe about half. But you never know. There's some players out there on the waiver wire. Let's start with Tampa Bay. Now, again, there's some injury situation here with their running backs. You know, Bucky Irving, I believe he's a game-time decision going into this week. He's looked pretty good. Rashad White has not. But, George, if you're going to look at that waiver wire this week as we begin here, if you've waited this long to pick up Bucky Irving, I think you may want to wait another week. I don't know. It doesn't seem like he's at least 100%.
I would agree. It depends on your forward thinking here. If you're thinking of release somebody good to play Bucky this week, probably not. But if you can probably it's past the for most leagues the fab anyway. But why bid on him next week if you get him for free right now? Assuming you have a guy in your roster you don't care about.
That's
releasing.
A good point. Yeah.
That's why I would take, because I don't want to bid it just for giggles here. He gets 70 yards on Sunday and a touchdown. Now all of a sudden everyone's bidding on him on Wednesday night or two, whatever your league's waiver runs is. So that's why I would take him now.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so this is one actually that I think it's a pickup, but I think the luckiest backup running back in the NFL this season is our next guy, Braylon Allen on the Jets. I don't know, man. Like, he's broken some runs. I think all the juice is going to Breece Hall. And look, if you're wise enough to play this guy and you're playing in some deep league where you played a flex or 3 quarterbacks, great. I don't know. For me, I still think in the end, anytime it's near the goal line, I think it's going to be Breece Hall. And how many times is Braylon Allen going to break these long runs or catch a ball and run it in for a touchdown? You got to own him, obviously, because this is like a great handcuff to have for him. But I can't start him. I can't do it.
I don't want to start him. You will be starting him next week, by the way, once the bye week starts. So we got to remember that's coming as well here. I'll tell you what, I don't have Hall in any league that I know of, but if I did, I'd want to take Allen out, man, because this guy would be annoying me. He's taking away points from Hall. That's the way I would look at it. So he would be annoying me here. So he's definitely a guy you want to claim. Same thing. We have to remember, bye start next week. We're going to need fillers. We're going to need guys to plug in here. And Allen's a great filler. So is Irving. Once again, if they're on your waiver wire, if I had to rank these guys, it would be Allen above Irving right now fairly easily. Jets' schedule, by the way, opens up a little bit. Things should get a little easier as far as defenses they're playing here. Rodgers looks like he is, at least 80% of the Rodgers he was here. Wait till Garrett Wilson gets going too here. Allen should be picked up.
Yeah. Same for this next player we're going to talk about. I really liked him a lot in the preseason. Emmanuel Wilson, he led the NFL in rushing yards. He hasn't really got a shot yet. I don't even know that he will, but it seems like good things happen every time this guy touches the ball. He's like less than 10% owned in fantasy, and I think he's only going to play if Josh Jacobs goes down. But Emmanuel Wilson also has 4 receptions on the season too, in like complete backup manner. So just something about this guy, George. I think if he gets a shot, he's going to be good. I just don't know that he'll get one.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned him quite a bit in preseason. Good for you. He's the backup right now, but Jacobs has not been great, right? He's been solid. You know, listen, maybe we can't judge Jacobs, right? Go, you lost Love. Now you got Malik Willis. Things change a little bit. They're crowding the box a little bit more. We think we're getting Love back this week, so that could change things, open up the passing game, which means, once again, those safeties back off and a little bit more running room here, but Wilson still needs to get the chance here. Right now, he's a speculative ad, and I don't mind it. Once again, generally, you know, the last couple of picks on your roster during a draft, you know you're going to end up releasing those. So maybe you churn the roster a little bit, and Wilson's that guy, and you see what you have. Once again, look ahead. Look ahead to next week. Find out of all the teams, I don't know who's on bio offhand, I'd have to look, but maybe you're losing a running back or two and you don't have a replacement for him. So maybe you want to take Wilson now rather than wait until, once again, your waiver wire runs where it's going to cost you some fab.
Yeah, I just, when he gets the ball, it seems like he does good things, but just very limited right now. All right, so this is pretty much a player that's being picked up in all fantasy leagues. Right now, we're showing less than 20% of fantasy, but this number is going to go way up because he's looked really good. That's Xavier Leggett of the Carolina Panthers. And you combine this with the loss of Adam Thielen, and even in a bad game, generally, Andy Dalton is completing 20 passes. I mean, he's going to, at some point, this is going to end, and he's going to throw 5 picks, and that's going to be that. But for the time being, Deontay Johnson, Xavier Leggett, it's not great. It's like wide receiver flex material, but definitely an ad for me. I've been impressed with what I've seen.
Absolutely, and it should only get better, right? And now you're right. Dalton could turn into a pumpkin at any time now, right? Then we get back to the old red rifle here. But maybe this is he'll have magic for a couple of weeks. You said Thielen, he's gone, right? Not going to have surgery, but he's gone for a while. So hey, and then once Thielen comes back, by the way, if Leggett is playing well, you know, his options aren't getting any lower, right? He's the top draft pick here. He's the guy they want to succeed. So, yes, all on board with Leggett if he's available out there. You need a receiver, go out and get him. I mentioned earlier the teams that are on bye next week, by the way, so we know it's out there. It's heavy. Detroit, Tennessee, Philadelphia, Chargers there. So you lose all your Detroit receivers here. You lose all those Philadelphia receivers, which could be a good thing, by the way. Another reason why they might hold out Brown and do it to Devonta Smith this week. Hopkins won't play, and I don't think we care about the Chargers all that much.
All right, let's move on to the Los Angeles Rams. This is a tough one. You don't have Kupp, you don't have Puka Nacua, so you're making assumptions here. And if you made any assumptions on any of these guys last week, it was sort of complicated. Tutu Atwell did seem to be the most active wide receiver there. DeMarcus Robinson did catch a ball from Atwell, I think, if I'm not mistaken, but it was ruled incomplete late in that game. I don't know. It feels like they're just giving the ball to Kyren Williams a million times. This guy Corum is not even playing for the Rams. It does seem, George, by the way, I don't know, maybe a reason to stay away from Atwell. It does seem like Kupp could be back next week. At least that's what the tea leaves. I mean, with McVay, you never know. This guy doesn't tell the truth ever. So I'm going to pass on the Rams wide receivers.
I have nothing to add here. I agree with you 100% here. Atwell is more of a desperation. You have nobody else. So if you have a gut feel and you want to go for it, hey, plus they're playing Chicago. That's a pretty damn good defense. And I really agree with you about Kupp. You are reading tea leaves here. We're all sort of guessing. And McVay is hard to trust. I kind of like the guy, but he's definitely hard to trust. So I'm not looking to grab Atwell. I'd have to be really desperate. Like I said, you should be able to do better on your waiver wire this week. Next week could be a different story with those buys, but this week you should be able to do better.
I don't dislike Sean McVay, okay? I'm not saying I dislike him. All I'm saying is Todd Gurley is playing in the Super Bowl and he's fine. This was not that long ago. He's playing and he's fine. And then he rode a bike during the Super Bowl, all right?
A long way.
That's all he did. Zach Ertz of the Washington Commanders did not think we'd be bringing that name up again, But in this wasteland of tight ends, like I said, it's going to be a great year for tight end. Remember that? Great year for tight end. Zach Ertz is a must start this week in fantasy. Laporta, banged up. McBride, hurt. Andrews, out to lunch. Engram, out. I mean, Ertz is not a top 12 starter. He's like a top 7 starter.
Unbelievable, right? It's all the injuries, right? And disappointments. Like I said, I would definitely by the way, it's an absolute pickup. Unless your tight end's great, like I said, he's an absolute pickup here. And I would start him with certain tight ends that are playing. Like I said, I would start Ertz over Andrews easily. That's not even a thought process to me. I think Andrews has got to be hurt. Got to be hurt from that accident. And or it could be from, once again, the injury from last year, too. Maybe it's lingering on. But he barely played in that Dallas. He scored 5,000 points, and he had zero. And as someone who has Andrews and is a Cowboy fan, by the way, that just double sucks. All right? Because not only did I not get the Cowboys got obliterated, but I got nothing from Andrews. So, yeah, I might have been a little more angrier than I actually was during the game. Just frustrating here. So, yes, I would start him over that. I might start him over Kelsey. I mean, Craig,
it's a horrible year for tight end. This is a horrible year. I was totally wrong this week.
We thought tight end was deep.
You know, I hit the Andrews button during my draft thinking, me and George will have a fun season together with Andrews. Thanks.
No.
Zero? Zero less?
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This week? I mean, come on, man. I got to play Gesicki over him or something? It's awful. Anyway, yes. Coming up next.
I wish he was available.
We'll dive into the rookie of the year. Is it an open and shut case in the NFL? We'll tell you when we return next. Also, stay tuned for tomorrow's Fantasy Sports Today show with Joe Pisapia and Matt Stryker.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. I'm Craig Mish along with George Kurtz. So Anthony Richardson was a rookie last season. We're going to talk about the rookies this season, but he was a rookie last year that we thought this year was going to have a huge breakout because of how good he looked for like 10 minutes. And that really has not been the case this season, George. 3 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 117 rushing yards. You know, last year I sat here on this show saying that I was wrong about Anthony Richardson and that I watched him at the University of Florida for almost 2 years and that I thought that he was not going to be great as a pro. And after I saw what I saw, I'm like, well, maybe the coach of Florida isn't good. And that sort of seems to be maybe the case too. But what's going on here, man? Like Richardson, I mean, maybe it's just like, you know, growing pains from what really is a rookie. Would you still buy on Richardson right now, you know, given the nature of quarterbacking right now in the NFL, or are you a sell?
I said on this show and several others during during training camp, preseason, you know, when you watch Richardson, that if he was a pure rookie, you know, if he was drafted this year, you wouldn't want to come close to starting this guy, unless you're in a keeper league, you know, dynasty league. Fine, you're drafting him, just going with what you got there. You're rebuilding. The only reason why he was given a major benefit of the doubt was because we saw him play last year and he was good right before he got hurt. He looks terrible. I mean, not only does he look terrible, but he's killing. I have Pittman in two leagues. I'm not starting him. He's made Pittman invisible. Pittman was never a big touchdown guy anyway. He was a volume guy. Now he's not getting the volume. I can't start him. So he's bringing everybody down with him. Maybe now that Josh Downs is back, things open up a little bit here. But I don't know. If he can't get these guys the football because he's not accurate, I don't know how that changes anything. Am I ready to give up on him? In a one quarterback league, there should be another quarterback out there you can start. All right. So I'm not starting him. I'll tell you that. Because I'd rather have a Geno Smith that might be on your waiver wire. Maybe a Kirk Cousins that could be on your waiver wire. Much rather have guys like that start right now than Anthony Richardson. I need to see something. I just need to see something. And let's not forget, this week, they're playing the Steelers.
I know.
The Steelers are playing lights out on defense. I can't – right now, Craig, I cannot start Anthony Richardson.
Yeah. No. Look, two quarterback league, you kind of have to, I think. But beyond that, just hasn't looked great. And again, the rushing yards are sort of there. You still see glimpses of what you think is going to be good. Would I want him over Watson? Of course. But right now, not the best look, and maybe just needs more time in the NFL. All right. Meanwhile, the rookie of the year in the National Football League is an open and shut case if anybody was voting on Monday night, because Jaden Daniels would win that thing. We still have a long way to go. As people who watch the show for the entire season, you know that I've been on Washington, I've been on Daniels, and I'm happy to see that this is the case, but I'm also not foolish. A lot can happen between now and the end of the season. What I would say, George, is if I had an opinion of what I've seen through three games, is that I think Daniels is way better than all the other quarterbacks. I think he is way, way better than these guys. And the reason why I say that is because of the same thing that we talked about last week. Variance is funny in sports, baseball, basketball. You got to look at advanced analytics data. But, you know, the thing that pointed out to me, and it's the reason kind of why I like Jacksonville, George, too. I think not scoring in the red zone involves luck and some bad luck. I think generally speaking, you're going to score as often as you don't, and you probably should score a lot more. I mean, Washington against the Giants went into the red zone six times and scored no touchdowns. And, you know, guys dropped the ball, fumbles. It's what's been going on with the Jaguars all season long. Well, it was going on with Washington, and now it is not. So I just don't think it's an overreaction. If I had to guess right now, I think Daniels provides a lot of value. I also, as we're looking at the board here, George, I do want to mention, you would be crazy not to sprinkle something on Malik Nabers. I mean, this guy is just, you and me should be thrown at this guy. He's going to get 10 catches at 100 yards every week. So for me, I like Daniels. I like Nabers. Those are my two thus far. And, you know, Caleb Williams still going to be very much up there in the end, I think, but haven't seen enough of him to really put him in my list.
Well, we know it's probably going to be a quarterback. That's just the way these awards generally work here. All right. So, and Daniels looked great. Right now, I think he's your leader by far. Although Caleb Williams had a good game last week. Is this the start of things for Caleb? Right? Is he now going to go on that kind of run here? Okay, he's more confident. He's going to start throwing the ball up and down all over the field here. Keenan Allen, by the way, also should be back to Chicago this week. That will help. Or could be back. I shouldn't say should. Could be back this week. That will help them. All right, he found Cole Kmet, right? It's always nice to have that tight end. Big target close to the line of scrimmage over the middle that you could find there. So good for him there. The running game would be nice. But I think Daniels is your favorite right now. Looking at the Washington schedule here, I mean, he's going to have another big game this week, I think, Daniel, so that's going to be nice here. I think Cleveland, Baltimore, a little tough, but then the schedule's fine. When you look at it, it's fine. It's not like, oh, my God, he's playing every tough defense in the league. I think Daniels is the guy right now. I mean, there was some argument at draft time. Remember, there were teams, not just Washington, but there were teams that thought that Daniels was the number one pick over Williams. All right, so it wasn't like he was the clear-cut number two. No, some teams had him as the number one here. I think he is your guy there. Would I sprinkle on Nabers? Sure. Let's not forget Marvin Harrison as well, who's come along big time here. And he could have a monster game this week with no McBride there. All right, so he's somebody also you might want to think about. But to me, this always comes down to the quarterback. Quarterback's going to touch the ball every play. Every play. As long as Daniels doesn't get hurt, you know, or do something like that, Same thing can be said for Williams, by the way. As long as they don't get hurt, they stay healthy. I expect one of those two to win it. And right now, I think it's Daniels.
Yeah, I think right now Daniels is the guy. Some really interesting movement in the Rookie of the Year odds, too. I mean, if you look back to where the odds opened, to where they are now, I think that's just, you know, sort of incredible to think that Caleb Williams could be so far ahead of everybody else. And then, you know, after week two, that certainly changed. And then, you know, you see, you know, Harrison up there. But look, the bottom line is Daniels. You know, he's the guy right now, and Neighbors to me is the next one. So appropriately priced, to say the least. All right, let's take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we come back next, George and I will dive more into the world of fantasy football, folks. We'll talk about some bold predictions right after the break, and then we'll get into the second hour of the show where we continue our fantasy discussion, the tight end position in fantasy. Woe is me. Bad prediction by me at the beginning of the season. We're going to see a lot of breakout tight ends. It hasn't really worked out that way. Stick around. More Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid coming up in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, George Kurtz here with you for the next hour plus here. Week four, bold predictions. Hey, a couple of my bold predictions from last week actually came through, right? Joe Burrow with the big game here. And I think I had somebody else whose name I can't remember right now. Way to go here. So first bold prediction for this week here, Jets-Denver. Now, this I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, at least for the Denver Broncos. I don't expect much out of them. I think the Jets defense has figured it out. They're going to have another go. I don't know if they'll play quite as well as they did against the New England Patriots, but pretty damn well here. I think Surtain will lock down Garrett Wilson. You'll learn more about that later on in the show here. So I think this is going to be more of a ground game for the Jets. All right. I think this is a game the Jets want to win. I know there's some rivalry here, the Hackett thing, blah, blah. But I think this is a game the Jets take care of 24-10, somewhere around there. I think Breece Hall has a big game. I think it's part of the reason is there's also been some noise, right, because of Braylon Allen taking away some touches here, the goal line work here. I think Breece Hall is going to go off in this game, get over 100 yards, get at least one score. I'd like to say two scores, but I am worried that Braylon Allen will steal a touchdown here. So that's number one for you as far as bold predictions. Number two, once again, Craig and I are going to talk later about Cincinnati and Carolina. I think points are coming in this game. I could have gone in a number of different directions. That was my other bold prediction. Jamar Chase, I predicted last week, was going to have a big game. He probably will this week as well. I'm not going to go back to the well, though. How about T. Higgins? All right, I mean, Joe Burrow made it, I don't know if it was a concerted effort, but he tried to get Higgins into the end zone against Washington. It didn't work out. They may have been a little off as far as chemistry-wise there. I think they fixed that this week. So I think T. Higgins is going to get to the end zone. He's going to get at least 75 yards, you know, five catches. He's going to have a nice fantasy day, more than 20 points is what I'm looking for from T. Higgins against Carolina in a game that I do expect to go over the 47.5 point total here in this contest here. Next, another game. Listen, when I go do these bold predictions, I'm generally looking at games that are going to be high scoring. Now, I was wrong last week about the Arizona Cardinals and the Detroit Lions. I thought they were going to go over their total. I think it might have been 51.5, 52.5. I'm going to go back to this well. Washington, Arizona this week. Go back to the desert here. Has to be points scored in this game. Now, we did find out yesterday Trey McBride not going to play. devastating to a fantasy team, a lot of our fantasy teams out there, right, dear? So annoying there. That being said, I think Kyler Murray goes off in this game. He's going to have to throw for 300 yards here. Marvin Harris is going to have a huge game. I think three touchdowns are coming for Kyler Murray. Washington can't stop a listen, they can't stop a cold. They can't stop a nosebleed. All right, they can't. I think Washington's going to do very well also. They're going to score more than their fair share of points as well here. But give me Kyler Murray to have the big league, the big week this week. Top three quarterback, fantasy quarterback at the end of the week here. Now, we've been talking about, you know, tight ends all show long. I mean, it's desolate out there. It's a problem. All right, that being said, I think this is the week where I think Kansas City's heard the noise, all right, and they want to wake Kelce up. I think this is a good game to do that, right? Chargers are all banged up, all right? They have all issues. They have a lot of players out on defense and offense. I don't think they're going to be able to do much here. Kansas City's going to have the ball a lot. I think they're going to want to get Kelce more involved. If not, just to make other teams be aware that, yes, he's still Kelce. You still got to cover him. This will help open up things for players like Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, who's been a little quiet of late, right? So it's really week one here. So I think Kelsey's going to have a big week here, over 75 yards and a score in this contest for the Kansas City Chiefs. So in a game, I think they win, by the way, fairly easily. I don't think it'd be as close the first couple of weeks here. Last one, Monday night game. I'm going back to it. I thought last week Arizona and Detroit would be that big high-scoring game. Well, give me Seattle and Detroit this week. Maybe being in Detroit indoors here. Seattle, I don't think it's as good as their record is, all right? I think they've played pretty well here, so I don't think it's going to be terrible or anything, but I think it's going to be a game where Geno Smith on primetime shows that he's back to being that quarterback he was 2 years ago. I think he's throwing for 275 yards, at least two touchdowns, and I kind of think three touchdowns are coming. All right. No, I don't know if Kenneth Walker will be there. And by the way, even if he is, I wouldn't start him this week. Charbonneau would be a much more popular play for me if he can get in there. By the DK Metcalf, Smith the Jabba, Lockett, I think they're all going to eat here. I think the Lions are going to eat as well. I think they win the game. I think this game's another game. 55, 60 points. Going to have a lot of prop plays in this game for our Monday night here. So those are my my five, what do I call it here? My five bold predictions here. Once again, Breece Hall, over 100 yards and a touchdown. Higgins pretty much going to do the same thing there. He has to get to the end zone. Like I said, Joe Burrow really tried last week. Kyler Murray, over 300 yards and three touchdowns. Kelce, over 75 yards on a score. Geno Smith, 275 yards and two touchdowns. I'll give you two others, by the way. Andy Dalton, I think, is going to have a big game again. It's going to run out. It's going to run out eventually. He's not going to do this all season long, but I think he has a big game here. And since we found out, you know, yesterday about no Devontae Adams, I think Brock Bowers goes off this week as well, your number one tight end. All right, that'll finish up hour one for us here. Coming up, we're going to talk about more about the tight ends, how they're killing us all. The panicometer, all right, new word I'm inventing here. We're going to talk about that Chiefs backfield breakdown and a little buy or sell in DFS. I'm George Kurtz. He's Craig Fish. We'll be back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.